Let's start to give a little insight into how we can start to begin to work the dreams from the awake state and start to learn to bridge that chasm, Nikki.
Yes. So I mentioned meditation, you know, is one thing. And mental clarity seems to be the quality that is most frequently needed in order to become lucid, sort of that ability to be extra hyper present and aware of your surroundings. So when you meditate on a daily basis, that's a great start for being able to hone this skill. And when I say that, you know, I usually mean just setting aside anywhere from 15 to 20 minutes a day and choosing one focal point that you'll use. You know, could be the sensation of your breath, or it could be the sensation of the palms of your hands, or looking at the inside of the back of your eyelids, and trying not to get distracted or go down any mental rabbit holes, you know, and keep reining your attention back to your focal point every time that you realize, you know, extraneous thoughts are beginning to happen. That's really all meditation is. Meditation is not the pressure to suddenly experience some kind of Zen enlightenment state. It really is the rigorous work of retraining your mind back to the thing you decided you were going to focus on over and over and over again. So having a practice like that is one. Journaling your dreams is actually really important because it shows your subconscious mind. If you have a practice of every time you wake up, you reach over to the nightstand and pick up that journal and just jot down whatever you were dreaming, it shows your subconscious mind over and over again that you value that moment, that you can look at that moment where you were just in another mental reality doing something else and transitioning into this one. And for a split second, you are aware of them both. That's required for dream recall. And it takes a lot of mental clarity to have great dream recall. But if you don't have good recall, you could actually be becoming lucid and not remember it. So, and not, you know, be able to purposely do things with it. So you do need to journal.
do you suggest, because that was part of my problem, right? If I wake myself up, if I have a dream and purposely wake myself up and start, you know, turn on the light, start writing things down, I'll be awake for the rest of the night. What are your thoughts on just having like a tape recorder or an audio recorder next to your bed? All of our phones have free audio software you can download to record. What do you think of opening up the phone, record your dream to the best of your knowledge, and then, you know, the next morning when you get up, transcribe it or, you know, write it down and keep it that way? Or do you think that it's imperative at the moment to write it? Because I know writing helps cement the memory a little bit more clearly.
Yeah. So first of all, using a voice recorder app or something like that is better than not documenting anything.
Okay, good.
But writing is the best. So there's sort of a spectrum. Writing requires this. It slows down your process of thinking because the rate at which you can put words on the page requires that hand-eye coordination and you to keep your thoughts on the concepts that you're writing down. And here's the thing, here's the bad news about that. You know, you mentioned if you get up and turn the light on and write for 5 minutes, maybe you won't fall back asleep. If your mental clarity improves, though, you will, because normally when we can't fall back asleep, it's because the mind is worrying and doing its monkey mind thing, and you're now thinking about all the things you need to do the next day and, you know, all the stuff that's going on. And that kind of raises your energy field a bit and makes it feel like it's much more difficult to fall asleep. If you decided, I'm going to just put my mind on my slow, tidal breath, ebbing and flowing, and keep it there for 20 minutes, I guarantee you'll wake up in the morning and go, oh, how far into that 20-minute meditation did I get? You know, so you can meditate right then, too, in the night. That's another benefit of developing a meditation practice, is that it can help you to fall back asleep. Another factor here, though, is that there's a huge, it's widely accepted among experienced lucid dreamers that doing something called the wake back to bed technique is exceptionally helpful in becoming lucid. And so what that means is actually waking up on purpose in the middle of the night for a bit of time, like half an hour or even an hour, and then going back to bed. When you disrupt the sleep cycles like that, there's this phenomenon known as REM loading. So REM sleep, meaning rapid eye movement sleep, which is sort of, we're always dreaming actually when we sleep, but that's the phase that it's easiest to remember our dreams from. So you get this sort of longer and stronger session of REM sleep that makes it easier than usual to become lucid. You're a little closer to your awareness of self, and so it's a little bit easier to wake up to the nature of both realities when you do wake up for a bit and then go back to sleep. So it is beneficial to do it, even though it's hard. And this is where some of the rigorousness comes in, because when you wake up in the night, like even if you wake up to go to the bathroom, right, you kind of, I mean, even me, and this is something I prize greatly, you know, I shuffle over there, I go to the bathroom, come back out, and I just want to dive back under the covers and like reclaim the hold that I have on that luscious sleepy, right. Like get back into, you know, into rest.